CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Yes, well, thank you, Doctor. He's been gone so long, I thought I'd better phone your office and see if he got there. Oh, just a minute. There's a taxi drawing up now. Oh, he's back home. Well, I had a committee meeting, and I couldn't drive him down, so I said... Yes, well, he seems better. He seems to be getting out of the taxi all right. Yes. Well, did the X-ray show anything seriously wrong with his back? Uh-huh. I see. Oh, yes. I'm sure he will explain everything.
Honey.
Yes. All right, Doctor.
Honey.
Thank you. Well, I was getting worried about you.
Oh, well, no, I'm so darn tired of being cooped up for 2 weeks, practically, that when I left the doctor's office, you know what I did?
What did you do?
Walked on over to my office.
Oh.
Yeah, everybody seemed glad to see me. You know, they asked how I was, wondered when I'd be back.
Uh-huh.
And I said I'd be back to work next Monday, even though it turns out I do have a slipped disc.
Why, the doctor didn't say that at all. I just talked to him, dear.
What? He certainly said that's what I might have.
Well, for heaven's sake, do you want a slip disc?
Well, no, but I was just at his office. I know what he told me. He said it is very possible that you really can't tell much from X-rays, and even though my back is much better, I'm probably just lucky, and in the future, I've certainly got to watch it.
All right, dear. Now, don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad, but I mean, I certainly don't want a slip disc for Pete's sake, but if that's what I have, I got to face it and be more careful and not to lift heavy things and all that.
That's
what he said.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, get your coat off and come in and sit down, because there's something else that we've got to talk about right away. Now,
well, don't you want to hear what else the doctor said?
Well, yes, dear, I do, but I mean... There's
I brought home my X-rays to show you. Thought you'd probably like to see them, you know? We could go over them.
Yes, sure. I'd love to see your X-rays, dear.
Oh, this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan, the amazing three-layer tablet now bringing real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion to millions. Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of colds infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan's decongestant reaches all congested areas, shrinks all swollen membranes, relieves pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergen helps keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers reduce body aches, fever, and vitamin C helps build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. There's nothing, nothing like Dristan. So for real relief from colds, misery, and sinus congestion, accept only Dristan decongestant tablets.
Let's take a look at this other X-ray again.
Well, there really is something that we should...
Oh, no, wait a minute. That's the wrong one. Oh, here, this one. Now, actually, you can't see anything, really, but this little dark place right here. See, see that little dark place between these two vertebrae? That is where I'm having my trouble.
Uh-huh.
Right there. Yeah.
Yes.
The little piece of cartilage that cushions or pads, you know, the two vertebrae. And and when that slips, even a little bit, it pinches a nerve.
Uh-huh.
Now... And the doctor said it's possible that's what happened to me, that my disc may have slipped just a little bit. When I made that sudden movement, you know, bending down, you remember, to tie my shoelace.
Uh-huh.
You never can tell when it's going to happen. However, since my back seems to improve with each day, the disc may have slipped back into place with the rest that I've had these past 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine.
The only time I still haven't much of any pain at all is when I sit down or try to get up, you know, and... If I'm just sitting still or standing, you know, I'm okay. But as I told him, it's that darn getting up and sitting down, you know. I said that's where I get my pain. It's right here. Right about here, really. It's just a little twinge, you know. And are you listening?
Huh? Yes.
You know, you're rummaging through some papers or letters or something.
Well, darling, I know you have trouble getting up from a chair. You've told me a dozen times.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Well, darling, I don't mind.
Very sorry.
Naturally, I'm interested in your back, but you have told me, sweetheart. And just now, I thought you were merely telling me that you told the doctor that, and I had heard it, so I
didn't... Well, I certainly have not told you dozens of times. I may have mentioned it once or twice
well,
in the
maybe,
course of
yes,
this conversation.
Maybe that is all, just
but
once
you might
or
be
twice.
Interested.
I am interested, dear, and of course I want to know what the doctor said, and I'm glad to hear he thinks that you're all right.
Well, I'm not all right yet.
But if you can go back to work next Monday, in a couple of weeks, you ought to be your old self again.
Oh,
that's
well,
what
yeah,
I meant
sure.
To say.
He says just to be more careful the next time I bend down to tie my shoelace. Made kind of a joke about it, you know.
Yeah.
Or...
Lift heavy things, I know. Now...
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but there is something else we have to discuss. Now, I have to call your mother back today.
Oh, did Mother call?
Yes, not only called, but we got a long letter. And...
Who says I wish Mother would stop worrying? I called her last Monday, told her my back was much better even then.
Oh, she didn't call about your back, dear. She called to see if we got her letter, which actually we didn't get until today. And she said plans have to be made now if the whole family is going up to your cousin's wedding. And she wants us to...
Well, didn't she even ask about my back?
Yes, she did. I said you were much better, dear.
Oh, so, well, that's fine. Mother's inclined to worry, you know about...
Yeah, well, what she's worried about right now is organizing the trip to the wedding. Now...
What wedding?
What wedding? Now, dear, you know perfectly well what wedding. Now, don't say what wedding to
me
like that.
We are not going. Now, you don't need to look at me like that. I told you a couple of days ago, when we got this invitation, that I am not driving any 350 miles to Pike
Lake.
Now,
listen. Now, just listen. It is your family, and it's all been arranged.
What's all been arranged?
You know your sister called and said your mother wanted us to go. First of all, we are to drive to Plainview and get your sister. Unless Harry is back from a trip to Texas, and then he and Dorothy will go in their car and pick up Roger at college. But if Harry is not back in time, we pick up Dorothy, and Roger will catch a train from college, and we'll meet him at Prairie Junction. However, if we don't pick up your sister, Harry's back in time, then we will go on to Kenyontown and pick up your Aunt Martha.
Aunt Martha? She doesn't live in Kenyontown.
No, she will be visiting in Spring Valley, which would be so out of our way that she's going to catch an early morning bus. Now, she thinks there's one about 7:10 that she can get and meet us in Kenyontown, although she... promised another friend of hers in Mankato that she'd stop and see her. So in that case, she will go to Mankato that previous Thursday, I guess, and visit with this friend. We'll then drive her to Fairmont where we can meet her instead, and it might be easier for us to do it that way. Now, this is provided the friend has a car. Her son may have it at college. So if the friend can't drive her to Fairmont to meet us, Aunt Martha's going to try and make connections with your Aunt Mary and Uncle George. We may be able to pick her up. And then we will all meet at Dodge Center at your folks, where we'll get organized and decide who's going in whose car the rest of the 350 miles. However, Uncle George may want to take the train, and in that case, we... What's the matter?
What in Sam Hill are you talking about?
What?
I can tell you right here and now, we are not going. Can't you see what that whole weekend will be like?
Yes, dear. Now, this is your mother's letter, 6 pages on both sides. Now, read it to him. When I get to page 5, you'll see why you have to go to the wedding.
What's on page 5?
Well, just be patient. Now, if your Aunt Mary and Uncle George decide to take the train, then you will have to change your plans, which may be better anyhow. For then you will have room for your cousin Catherine, who is...
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Hello, hello. Got the word yet, sweetie? The solidest block of showbiz anywhere is on CBS radio these days. Arthur Godfrey Time, Gary Moore, the new Bing Crosby Rosemary Clooney Show, and Art Linkletter's House Party. Isn't that a darb of a lineup? Makes listening a happy habit. We top career women think so, and I do mean top. I'm sparing a mow of my valuable time, tearing myself away from constant conferences to fill you in on the big picture. As an important woman of the world, and I might add, a chic one, I just naturally like to keep an ear on showbiz. So I make it a happy habit each weekday to flip on the expensive radio in my tastefully appointed office. Don't want to miss a word of Arthur Godfrey Time, Gary Moore, the Bing Crosby Rosemary Clooney Show, and Art Linkletter's House Party on CBS Radio. They're good for your ears, too, darling. Like to chit-chat longer, but I've got to rush. Work, work, work. That's the way the cookie bounces in the old executive suite.
Florence gets in on the 8:32 train, unless she comes the night before, which we hope she doesn't, because the guest room is being, papered. Couldn't read that word. Is being papered, and anyhow, the only night train gets in at 10:23, which she said...
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
Dear, I'm only on page 4 of your mother's letter. You might as well...
Well, look, skip to page 5, will you? What is this reason we have to go to the wedding? Here, let me read it, will you?
No, let me go on. Now comes my wonderful surprise. Since the bride and groom will have left on their honeymoon Saturday night and the family will still all be there Sunday morning, Cousin Bernadine suggested we all have a big family reunion breakfast at their home. And knowing, son, how you like writing, I wrote her that I'd ask you to do the poetry place cards.
What? What was that?
Bernadine is going to send me a list of everyone who will be there with some remark about them that you can make up a little poem about.
Whoa.
And I thought it would be nice.
Give me that letter. Let me see that. What in Sam Hill is the matter with my mother suggesting I do something like that?
Why, she's
she
proud
taking leave of her senses?
She's proud of you, dear. She thinks you're very clever, and you are.
Oh.
I think the idea is that you write a little four-line poem about everyone, and then each person will stand up and read it himself. You won't have to do that. Oh, don't look so sick about it. Isn't going to kill
but
you.
There'll be cousins there, apparently, I've never even seen. How can you write something clever about somebody you never even
Bernadine
saw?
Bernadine is going to put some little remarks after their names.
Oh,
here, you didn't finish your mother's letter.
Little remark.
Here. For example, your mother says, for example, your second cousin Leona won first prize with her needlepoint at the county fair this year, and she also loves licorice gumdrops. So with hints like that to work on, I know you can write some clever little poems to put on the place cards.
Gumdrops.
And there's your cousin Bernard.
Don't, please, don't go on, will you, please?
Well, honey, don't get up from a chair so quickly.
No, I know. It's all right. I forgot. No, I'm okay. You know, once I stand up, it's just the getting up and down, and I get this twinge right in my hip, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's too bad, dear. Well, anyhow, you see now why we have to go to the wedding. Your mother wants to show you off.
Oh, yeah, sure. I am so clever at writing place cards.
Well, when we get the list, I'll help you, dear. Oh, I think I heard Bobby. I'll go get him up from his nap. You can start thinking about the poems, and don't worry about them, dear. Remember, it's just family.
Oh, yeah, that's when you gotta be good. Oh, golly, now let's see. Your cousin Bernie raises prize hogs and plays the ukulele. Oh, boy, that's great. All I need is something clever and amusing that rhymes with either hogs or ukulele. Well, let's see. Hogs, bogs, ukulele, shillelagh, strum it gaily. Oh.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.